So I've got a bottle in my fridge. We've got one here at work. You may have one. The clear plastic bottle, red sauce, a green needle nose cap, and a rooster on the front. A staple at any Vietnamese restaurant and popular all over the world. Sriracha, it's called. I've long noticed from the label that this stuff comes from Rosemead, California, just outside of L.A., so I've always wanted to hear the backstory. Lucky for us, Roberto Ferdman has written about sriracha for the online news site Quartz.
Sriracha is not the name of the brand. Hoi Fung is the name of the company, and they make a version of sriracha, which is kind of the equivalent of saying, like, barbecue sauce in Vietnam. It's basically a type of sauce that's used to put in pho. However, David Tran, who's the founder of Hoi Fung, made his own version that's come to be known as sriracha. So in the U.S., sriracha means pretty much one thing, and it's Hoi Fung sriracha.
Right. And if you go to Vietnam, generally speaking, you would find some kind of hot sauce to put in your pho. That was the market that Tran was trying to approach, right?
That's very true, yeah. So Tran is originally from Vietnam, although his family is from China originally. He took a boat to Boston in 1979. And eventually made his way down to Los Angeles, where he founded Hoi Fung in 1980. When he started making sriracha, it was basically an attempt to bring this sauce that he liked so much from home to the U.S., and not just to himself, but also to the Vietnamese community in Los Angeles.
There's a rooster on the bottle and Hoi Fung itself, the name of the company. They're both significant to David Tran, right?
Hoi Fung is the name of the freighter that David Tran took from Vietnam to Boston in 1979. And then the rooster is his astrological sign. So there's a significance to both of those. And then you'll notice that the bottle looks kind of like the chili peppers that they use. They use red jalapenos that have, green stems, kind of like the green cap. The body of the pepper is red, kind of like the sriracha bottle is red.
And the red jalapeno that David Tran uses for this hot sauce, this very recognizable hot sauce, that seems to be what sets this sauce apart from everything else, that these are fresh red jalapenos.
Fresh is actually the right word. People don't generally know a whole lot about how hot sauces are made. I think that's a fair assumption. But most are made with dried chilies, and it just makes production a lot easier. Hoi Fung, rather, makes their sriracha using fresh chilies. It means that they have to bottle the peppers or process them within a day of harvesting or picking them. So their factory needs to be very near where they harvest their peppers. And it's actually played a significant role in the growth and really the cap on the company's growth.
Well, it hasn't impeded the growth by any means, I mean, doing this, because I gather that last year, David Tran sold 20 million bottles of sriracha, and he's never advertised his product. Why not? I mean, you spoke with him. Why doesn't he advertise?
Those two are actually pretty closely tied together, the fact they use fresh chilies and the fact that they've never advertised. David told me that they've grown in the double digits since 1980 annually. Griffin Hammond, who's a documentarian making a documentary about sriracha at the moment, told me that David said to him that the number is something like 20% per year. That number, however, could presumably be higher because since they rely on using fresh chilies, they can't make bottles of sriracha unless they have enough chilies, and they haven't been able to produce enough chilies to meet demand. There's always been more demand for it than supply. That's why they can't advertise. If you were to advertise, he would basically tempt more people into wanting to buy sriracha and upset a bunch of people who wouldn't be able to get the product because there simply isn't enough of it.
Is this an accident? Is he an unwitting, kind of very smart businessman, or is he just kind of like drifting through this whole thing, I just want to make hot sauce kind of attitude?
It's something of both. Definitely it seems from having spoken to David that the main driver of his enthusiasm about the company and his continued involvement in it is just his love for the sauce and his love for making it. He's been approached many times to sell the company, has not budged. There's something really endearing about it, and I think that it's helped brew this kind of cult culture behind it.
Are you a fan of Sriracha Roberto, or are you just writing about it?
I use sriracha pretty much every day with breakfast. I love sriracha with eggs.
Roberto Ferdman, journalist and sriracha connoisseur. He recently profiled the creator of Hoi Fung sriracha hot sauce for the online news site Quartz. Roberto, great to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Great speaking with you, too. Thank you for having me.
So I like a dollop of sriracha on a peanut butter, banana, and honey sandwich fried in butter. No, that's not weird. And yes, it's really good. So how do you use your sriracha? Tell us at PRI.org or tweet us at PRI the world.